episode 22 of Brutal. Yes, that is not one person saying it. That is
five. One, two.
Mark was holding up four. He's like, four?
I can't count.
That's five. That's five people at this table. This might be kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Our listeners may not be able to handle this.
Well, they can't hear any of this because we just blew out all their speakers anyway.
Yes, we did.
That was a good point right there.
One person has to buy new speakers now.
We will not reimburse you, so whatever. So anyway, this is Brutal Battle. Everyone knows it. First off, I guess we should say who's here. Myself, Carlin, as usual, Kyle as well.
Okay, Dizzle.
Turner is back with us.
It's my third episode.
Yes, wow. Turner is having his third episode.
You're like a Brutal Battle veteran.
By this time, everyone knows Turner. Mark
this
is with
us. My third in a row.
Mark's third in a row. Oh my He's God. Still here. He never left.
Never left your house.
God. I've been sleeping
in your basement.
So we have one extra person that no one's met before. This is Ryan, Kyle's brother.
How's it going?
That's Ryan. He was the cool kid in school. Yeah. None of the rest of us were.
He swings both ways.
Yeah. So
I think that him.
You guys know Carlin and Kyle. You guys know Turner and Mark because they've been on it. You don't know Ryan, but you've heard of Ryan because the one episode, I guess a few episodes ago, we talked about, well, Kyle talked about his coffee bean endeavors, and we kind of brought that all into you know, good coffee versus good beer and how it ties in so well.
Oh, yeah.
So,
mm-hmm. We did some talking.
So, Ryan, since you're the newbie on the block,
yeah,
we would like you to give us just kind of a quick rundown of, you know, how you got into, like, microbrew beers and
put
what
you
are
on
some
the
of
spot.
Your faves.
Oh, no, that's easy. Okay, so, of course, I like to research a lot of stuff, and I think that's a good way to start a lot of things. So, I was curious about, well, what's a good beer? So, what makes a good beer? So, I asked myself, I have Consumer Reports. Let's see what that has to say.
Oh, yeah.
So, I looked at Consumer Reports, and I was like, there was a whole couple of pages about beer. And it rated Sierra Nevada Pale Ale as the best of the commonly available beers. So I was like, all right, I'll try Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. Because before that, I was drinking, like, Budweiser and whatever, you know, like the typical stuff. But then when I tried Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, I was like, there's a whole different thing going on here. Like, this isn't just... So that piqued my interest. So that is what really got me into trying different stuff.
That showed you the entrance to the Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah. So even though that was kind of like a mechanical way of getting into it, it definitely opened the door. So it doesn't matter how you open the door. It's the fact that your curiosity is picked and you're ready to start trying new things. So
Sierra Nevada was like the very first one. So where did you go from there? Did you stay on the pale ales at that moment?
That's a good question. I really don't remember. I just remember trying a bunch of different stuff. I tried stuff from Trogues, stuff from Saranac, you know, like whatever I could get my hands on, and like Saranac. That was different. That word, like, I didn't really know what I was looking for, so I like shot by label or shot by description on the label. And Beer Advocate really wasn't established yet, so I didn't have that to bounce off of. And I didn't have a whole lot of homebrew friends or even craft brew friends to really talk to about it. So it was kind of like just my own little exploration.
Cool.
But that's basically how it got started. I think Skull Splitter was probably the first beer where I was like, this thing's crazy. Like, what is going on with Skull Splitter? You ever had that? That's a fun beer.
I have. Well, cool. So that's Ryan, everyone.
Hi. Yeah,
that's Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
And what I want to do for this episode, and also so people know, there might be some extra noise in the background. This is a party.
Yeah, there's a party going on upstairs. I just announced to everyone that I'm going to be a dad.
Kyle's pregnant. All right.
Yeah, I'm pregnant, guys.
How's the first
I'm pregnant, guys.
First pregnant male?
Hey, guys.
No,
I'm
there was already a pregnant male.
I'm not born male.
Okay.
I'm like
reborn male. Bigger
out of junior.
Okay. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's awesome news. So drink up tonight because at some point
my days are numbered.
But anyway, so the party's going on. It's as usual. He has smoked a lot of meats.
I did
some awesome pulled pork. He did some great ribs.
Mm-hmm.
All sorts of great stuff.
My dog won't shut up upstairs. I'm about to go choke her out.
So that's why you're hearing kind of background noise.
You're going to choke the dog.
So what I wanted to do for this episode, since we have five people here, I feel like this is the Avengers, FYI.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be whose character is who?
Well, Mark, you are definitely the Hulk.
Congratulations, man.
Oh, we just had someone come down and congratulate. That's perfect.
New guests are congratulating.
What's your
us.
Name?
I'm Chris.
Chris is here and he's congratulating Kyle.
Chris is congratulating me. Thank you, sir. Thank you. And congratulate you because you're going to have a baby in like a couple days.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's baby.
We're all having babies.
Baby time.
We're all squirting out littlins. Littlins. Yeah, sorry, we're in the middle of recording podcast.
And hey,
no, apparently no one told you. So we have a sixth person here. Chris is here.
Hi, Chris.
Fatherhood announcement. That's excellent.
Yeah. So on the Avengers,
less crying though.
On the Avengers thing, I view Mark as the Incredible Hulk because he's almost kind of feral.
He's got a green shirt. Green shirt.
He's wearing a green shirt yes. too. So for the episode, I just really kind of wanted to make it more of an organic talk.
Yes.
You just kind of open it up to everyone
less
at
structured.
The table.
Lots of rules.
So maybe to get things kicked off, see where the conversation goes. What's everyone drinking right now?
I'm drinking Racer 5 because you brought it.
Yes, and,
it's, and
I also.
It is the current Master Broverlord.
Yes, and I'm also drinking a Racer 5, which is amazing.
And I had one earlier, and I'm drinking a Verboten by Weyerbacher.
Oh, okay. Did you drink his beer?
What's the what's the Verboten?
It's a Belgian style ale.
Okay, so, okay, gotcha. So, have you ever had The Raging Bitch by Flying Dog?
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Kyle said he loves it, but he actually hates it, according to
but
his
But you were
ratings.
Drinking
That's
it
funny.
Last week.
She's secretly given me all my favorite beers
yeah. She's been
on
pouring
this podcast,
things
and I've ranked them
it.
All horribly.
Yes.
Well, I think that goes to show how dishonest you are.
Yeah. I am a very good liar.
You should be kicked off.
You've been lying to yourself all along.
Is this like Survivor?
Someone hit a dong.
Lying, Ben, lying.
Oh, the wheat
Stop.
Just
hey.
Hit a dong. Sorry.
Quit it.
The wheat hit
you
a
say,
dong.
Did you say Quidditch?
Quidditch. So Kyle keeps diverting to there's an Orioles game on, so.
In the background.
Stop
I'm
it.
Just watching the score.
Stop watching.
I don't like baseball.
So anyway, so.
But people at this table do.
Mark, you were drinking nothing, correct?
Not at this moment.
What is wrong with
no, but I was drinking. It was Smith's.
Samuel Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Samuel
Imperial
Smith.
Style.
Yes. It was good. I feel like
the
guy lied to me, but
yeah.
You know. And it was one of, Carlin's friends, so...
It was Mike, apparently, at Wine World. Shame on you, Mike. You said
it
had
not
a
to
lot
say. I won't say it was bad, but he said it had a lot of body, and there wasn't
yeah.
much body.
Not
it,
was like
it had some
water.
Good flavor, though. I won't
terrible.
Hate on that.
Like,
I did enjoy it.
Like, drinking from someone from Planet Fitness?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just go into the... I just go into
the
locker room, and I'm just scraping sweat off of them.
I like to get the under tit sweat. That's the best. That's the, you lift up the flaps.
I was in the other locker room.
You get like a squeegee.
Lifting up something else.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So
or that.
So basically.
Undersack.
So he had said that it was a full-bodied stout, but something I could recommend to you for the next time for full-bodied stouts would probably be something like Victory Storm King. Or Weyerbacher's Old Heathen. Those are very full.
I want to eventually find something no one's ever tried.
Storm King will make
I
you.
Feel like you've been to every, drank every beer at Wine World.
I'm at 925 beers I've tried in my life. So, I'm getting there.
The thing about Storm King is you can get Dark Intrigue, which is the cast conditioned Storm King. That's interesting as well.
What is that particularly?
It's I think they condition in bourbon casks.
Okay.
Has anyone had Old Rasputin before?
Yes,
that's a really good.
That's
well,
Rasputin. I'd say that's
just
the,
don't
that's
drink one after
bar.
A meal.
Yeah. It's heavy.
It's,
yeah.
That's a bar for the Russian
that's
Imperial
good,
Stouts,
man.
I think.
Old Rasputins, or Golden Drach. It's on the.
That,
it's not a stout, but it's
I
also.
I have one of those in my
a,
fridge right now.
$10
a pop.
I feel like you only bring up Golden Drach because you like to say the name.
I like and in the bottom.
It was good.
Dragon
I liked
it. Freaking Golden Drach is.
I didn't see it.
Big honking testicles with beer.
Yeah,
it's fantastic beer, and Beer Advocate is all over Golden Drach's junk. Mm-hmm. If you Beer Advocate reviews,
are there?
Yeah. Oh yeah. High 90s.
It's like Beer Geek Breakfast, like those the Michelin stuff. They really rank Michelin high, which I like most of their stuff, but some of it. Mm.
Yeah, you know, I'm not nearly as impressed with Michelin as people lead on.
No, like I like.
You know, like everyone's like, oh, Michelin, so good. I mean, I've had some decent ones. Like, we had their Nugget, that single Imperial IPA,
right.
Single hop Imperial IPA
yep.
is the Nugget, and that was pretty good. I mean, most of their beers are like solid. It's just not like blow you away amazing. I mean, I think it's overrated. But it's nothing like Shipyard, which is terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible stuff.
God, oh my god. Alrighty. Oh, that picked up.
I don't know what that said.
That was a nice sound.
That was not nice, sir.
Smells so, like baby food. Turner, you have something over there.
I do. I'm not too pleased with it. It's the Kona Brewing Company's Aloha Series, the Cocoa Brown.
And it just sounds like a turd beer.
Yeah.
Like, Ryan just released some Cocoa Brown.
The only thing that I like from them is their fire, I think it's called Fire Rock Pale Ale.
What? I had that.
That's the only thing I like.
I had that in Disney World.
Porter?
Pipeline
Porters.
This,
awesome.
This one says it has toasted coconut in it, but I haven't picked up on it yet. So
Kona,
it has a
Kona
weird off flavor.
Pipeline Porter.
I would have to try it again. I don't. Is that in their? Is that their variety pack?
It's a seasonal.
Okay, that might be their variety. Out of the variety pack, the fire pale ale is the best one.
Is it?
That's cool. In my opinion,
it was good. I've had it too.
So the Cocoa Brown, not so good.
I wouldn't recommend it.
And now my dad is here to also participate in the podcast.
You just keep having people show up, don't you?
Hey, man.
You need to be less popular.
I told the women to, like, guard the door, but apparently they didn't, listen.
You can't rely on women for anything.
Dan, what are you drinking?
My wife runs this podcast.
Let me guess.
The cheapest gin.
Generic gin and tonic.
Gin in a plastic bottle?
But it does your job.
I can see that. You're quite red.
Yes. And very happy. Have a drink and bring your carburetor.
Yes. My dad, a little bit of water works when he found out he was going to be a granddad. That was awesome. That was awesome.
Plus, he has incontinence. So.
Yeah. Impotent, incontinent, you know. He just makes the fool around there.
So the
it's a fun age.
Sorry. Running back into the beer world. That Cocoa Porter. Or, I'm sorry, the Cocoa Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that maybe, I mean, it's not liking it because there's not a lot of flavor, not liking it because it's kind of watery mouthfeel. I mean,
what do you dislike?
I think that it's very unbalanced is what I'm getting. I'm getting that off flavor. It is kind of watered down. I've had other things from what is this? Kona. And not my favorite, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I think there's
a whole lot from.
I think there's better brown ales out there.
Oh, definitely, like Old Brown Dog from Smutty Nose.
Yeah,
that's a really solid brown. When Trogues made their Rugged Trail was their brown when they were making that, but they stopped making it. That was a really good one.
I generally like brown ales, so I was a little disappointed in this.
I'm drawing. What's Dogfish Heads?
Dogfish? Oh, the India Brown?
Indian Brown. I was like, what the hell is that called?
IBA is good.
Cigar City Maduro is probably the best one that I've had.
It's been on the show.
Oh, nice.
You'd know that if you would listen.
I've listened and I don't remember.
I actually feel bad.
I'm 18 episodes.
I drank it and I don't remember.
I honestly feel bad that I have not listened to it up to the show, but it's just a lot of
this
stuff.
This is only our 22nd episode.
The good thing is, being on it now will get you to listen.
Was this a ranked beer?
It'll give me the ladies.
Yeah,
it'll get you like anyone
you
who's on the show. It'll get on the ladies.
What did we rank it? Do you remember?
That's exactly that much. The Maduro?
Mm-hmm.
I think you give it like 4 or 5.
Okay.
Something
and that's
like
really
that.
Good.
That's,
good.
That's, that's like a, that's
it's
like a
worthy.
10.
I mean, it's,
yeah.
it's
I gave it a
balanced
10.
Well. It's solid. I mean, it's a solid beer.
And the cool thing about Cigar City, I mean, if you're the type of person who likes like tobacco-y notes, they try and infuse cigar-type
mm-hmm.
flavors into all their beers, which is really, you know, if you like that flavor, it's very nice, which I do. I do. So I like their stuff. Have you had their Hi-Li IPA?
I have not.
Quite good.
Oh, no, I have had that. That is excellent. I've had that, and I've had the one that they did with the mango. It's like almost like a champagne.
I've not had that one.
Is it like a lambic?
No, it's more like a... I want to say it's probably ferment. It might be... They might use a yeast that's similar to a champagne yeast in it.
Okay.
But it's kind of dry, but it's got a mango kind of note going on it. I mean, it's advertised as a mango beer, but it's
very cool.
It's pretty good stuff.
Sounds terrific.
Outstanding. So, Mark, are you planning on getting any beer after the podcast here?
Like, what do you mean? Like me grabbing some from their fridge?
Yeah,
I'll probably
grabbing
a Racer 5. That's
oh,
for
yeah.
sure. Yes.
That's what I like to hear.
Yes.
Jump on the bandwagon.
Oh yeah, because that was your vote.
That, yes,
when it came
that
out,
was my vote.
That and the Big Dippa.
Yeah.
And it was
Big Dippa,
and Uncle
Double
just,
IPA.
Yep,
I
Double
just,
IPA by Heavy right. Seas. If you haven't had it, Big
I have
Dippa,
not. I have
Oak
not.
Barrel Age too, which
nice.
Is nice.
They sell that at Wine World, right?
Yes, they
yeah,
do.
Okay.
But I don't know. I think it's kind of like limited. The limited release. I don't think it's year round. So if you want to get it quick because it might be gone.
It was his favorite, not ours.
Although,
It was good.
We both liked
it
a lot.
You're right.
I liked them. I mean, obviously, I'm sitting here and drinking Racer 5. I don't dislike it.
So, how far does Duclos distribution really reach?
Duclos, they're...
Every episode.
He might go on the corner and play.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm more thinking about the Baby Jesus Porter. A Sweet Baby Jesus.
It's much better tapping.
I've never had it.
It is better on tap.
And two, I didn't know how far they go past Maryland, Pennsylvania area.
They are into Pennsylvania. I don't know exactly how far because I know someone who lives close to Harrisburg, and they're able to get it.
Okay.
So they have a bit of a distribution up there, and I think they're going down as far as D.C. at the moment.
Okay.
But
so for your audience, it may not be something that most people
right.
can get to.
Yeah,
okay,
but
we talk about it a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, we've talked about it a lot. But they're going to be really increasing their distribution over the next few years because they just got a new brewery, which is greatly increasing their capacity that they're going to be able to put out. So their distribution is going to get huge. Oh, yeah. Chris just came down. He grabbed a Racer 5. Look at this.
On the bandwagon.
You better have a bottle opener or else he's SOL.
And Chris, have you ever had Racer 5 before? No, you haven't. Are you an IPA fan?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let us know what you think of that IPA.
Yes,
and when
sir.
You let us know, you'll probably have to lean in a little bit for the microphone's purpose. But
yeah.
You
speak
know.
Up. You soft-spoken bastard.
Do you guys ever talk about Oscar Blues?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have talked about Oscar Blues.
So I went up to an event, an Oscar Blues event up in Harrisburg, and I was talking to the distribution guy. He lives in Westminster, and he was saying that they were building a facility on the East Coast, and it's actually open, and I bought some Dale's Pale Ale the other day, and the address was actually on the East Coast. It wasn't Colorado.
Oh, so they're brewing out this way now,
too? Yeah, they're brewing, and I want to remember the address, but I can't, but it's down south somewhere. It's like the Carolinas, I think.
So they're trying to do the Flying Dog thing, because Flying Dog was out of Colorado, and then they put up a brewery in Frederick, Maryland.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
Yeah, so they can hit both the coasts, I guess. Mm-hmm. And funny enough, Oscar Blues is also from Colorado.
Right. Yeah, they're Lyons, Colorado. So
Yeah.
So, but when I had the Dale's Pale Ale from the East Coast, I had no idea that it was the East Coast version until I looked.
That's
I was just happened to be looking at the can because they always put fun stuff around their cans.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, so hopefully they're more represented on the East Coast, because that's one of my favorite breweries of all time. Yeah.
Very cool.
10-50, I preach that one constantly.
Oh, yeah, he always talks about the 10-50. Probably one of the eye-opening beers for me that Oscar Blues did was the, it's called the Goodnight Now, but it was
Gordon's. Oh, yeah, that's a fantastic beer.
They had some sort of legislative issue. They got into legal trouble for calling it Gordon, so they ended up having to change it. Chris, what are you thinking about that Racer 5 right there?
Badass.
It's badass.
He cussed.
Right.
Get him out, he cussed.
That's
my badass.
He said,
fine.
But...
Say it.
But I think the reason back to the Goodnight and Gordon's was because it was commemorative of a person that was instrumental in the California microbrew scene, and they named it after him.
Yep.
And I guess there was some fallout with naming it after him.
I think his last name was Knight, too. I think his name was Gordon Knight.
It wasn't Gordon Levitt?
No.
But anyway, I have yet to have a beer from Oscar Blues that's bad. Like, there's some exceptional beers, and there's some good beers, and some great beers, but there is nothing that's I would consider bad. Unlike Dogfish Head, which is all over the place.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Turner, have you had any Oscar Blues?
No, I haven't.
No,
I haven't
had any?
I don't think I have.
Recommendations.
I'm going to have to. File this away.
Try to find some.
The 10-50, the Goodnight.
Even
Mama Yellow Pils is fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of the Pilsners, but for what the style is, they did a good job. And there's something to be said for. You know, you hate a style of beer, but you need to be able to recognize when someone does it well.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, Oscar Blues does the Pilsner well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's cool. Have you had any Oscar Blues?
The 10-50.
Mark's only
the
10-50.
Only the
10-50. That's right.
The thing about the 10-50 is, like Kyle was saying, the price. The price
crazy.
Between like 2010 and 2011, or maybe it was the year before, 09 to 10, when it was really getting popular, the local guy, their price went up, like... over 40% in 1 year because of just demand. I mean, it was just So, I mean, I think that it's kind of losing its value for money, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But I think stuff like Goodnight and their other beers, they still have that good value for money. But I think 10.50 is getting kind of pricey for what you get.
Yeah, I don't buy a four-pack anymore. They do mixed sixers at Wine World, so I'll get a can of it.
It's $16 for a four-pack.
So they sell all that at Wine World.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all there.
What?
My problem is I usually don't go back to beer, so I don't run into that kind of problem just because I'm what they refer to as a ticker. The person who just tries to try as many beers as possible just to tick it off on their
gotcha.
List.
Have you had Deviant Dales?
Yes.
What do you think of Dales. That?
That is good as well. It's in the tall boy can.
Why in a 16? Why for yeah, a beer of that ABV, why would they put that in a 16?
Because once you
because it's what, bottom, like, it's like 8 point something or,
yeah,
or 9.
Something
it's
like
somewhere
that.
In there.
That's a big beer.
It's an Imperial IPA. Yeah,
yes.
Pathfinder.
What?
I had one of those when we were playing Pathfinder, and
oh,
it was
yes,
just one, and I was just like, all right, I think cool. You're attacking something, maybe it's dead, all right, whatever.
I like to compare that to Founders Double Trouble.
I've not had it. I haven't had barely any Founders, because Founders isn't distributed in Maryland anymore. All right,
mm-hmm. I can get just about anything from Founders for you.
Oh,
I'll
hook
it,
me
I'll
up.
Bring it down.
Anything and everything.
The local pizza
case
shop just got
stout.
Kentucky Bourbon Stout.
I would, okay.
Or Kentucky, what is it? Kentucky Breakfast? KBS.
Yes, the KBS and the CBS. Those, I'm really looking for that. If you could get a bottle of the CBS and a bottle of the KBS and hold it for me, mm-hmm. I will pay you back like double what it cost you.
I've never even seen CBS before.
They're hard to get a hold of.
But they had a raffle, or it was kind of like a ticketing system at the local pizza place, because they have 500 beers. I mean, it's like a...
The Fridge.
The Fridge, yeah.
I've been there.
Nice.
I went there once. It was awesome.
But their prices are high, but they get in good stuff every once in a while.
There's a place in Winchester, Virginia that I go to that has had CBS before.
Really?
Really?
I haven't seen the KBS. That's harder to get, I
so
think.
Anyone at this table and that can hear me on this podcast, if you can get KBS or CBS by Founders...
I'll empty my savings.
Get it?
Now.
Yeah, I'll empty my savings for
it's
you.
It's supposed to be
in
one
the
of the
In the meantime, you have to settle for
the
breakfast stout on Nitro.
Where do I get that?
The Fridge.
Oh, the Fridge, they'll do it on Nitro?
Opening day, when they opened it, I had it on tap there. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, I'd been to the Fridge sometime ago in Lancaster.
That's in Lancaster, guys.
Yeah, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we're representing two states now.
Yeah, Pennsylvania / Maryland. But yeah, the Fridge, they had a very impressive selection. I had gotten a IPA there from Coronado Brewing called Idiot IPA. And I was like, oh, this is kind of funny. It had a terrible looking label, though. And I was like, oh, that's a cool name. Terrible label. I tried it. It was a really good IPA. I would recommend it to everyone.
Excellent.
Get it.
Wait, did we have like Flying Mouflon when we went or something?
Flying Mouflon is what we had for the Beer Advocate or the Maryland Beer Appreciation Society.
Yeah,
beer
that's
Advocate.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what you
that's
brought.
That's right.
You brought it, and that was the top dog of the night.
Yeah,
because it's good stuff.
We had some of your friends brewing stuff.
He had a chai beer that he brought.
Which was amazing, and then the sour cherry one, which was the worst thing I've ever had in my life. It tastes like cherry seltzer.
Yeah, it wasn't too good.
It was like drinking cherry flavored
chai. One was really good.
Cherry flavored pop.
Oh, God,
it
was disgusting.
Which is not
a chai one.
Bringing up things like the Idiot IPA and stuff like that kind of puts me on a new track that I want to throw out there to you guys. What do you think are some of the best, weirdest, or most like creative beer names that you can think of? Any more names? I'll go first and I'll say Smutty Nose has one called Homunculus. And it literally has like pictures of guys' faces and sperm, like on the label.
Weird.
I haven't had the beer. It's a little scary in that sense.
Like,
but
you saw it and you were like, I can't.
No, I saw it. I saw it. Like, that's funny. So I took a picture of it and texted it to my older sister because we joke about all sorts of crazy stuff. But
I love Dickens cider.
What? That's one.
Dickens cider is a real cider. I forget who makes it, but that's a real one.
That's
a
Dickens cider. I know Lagunitas has a lot of stupid ones, like Wilco Tango Foxtrot.
Yeah, WTF.
And, Sweet Baby Jesus and Brown Sugar. I mean, they're not stupid. But,
Sweet Baby Jesus is
DuPont. Or not Sweet.
Little
something. That's right.
Lagunitas sucks. That's
Harry Eyeball. Harry Eyeball.
Harry Eyeball, that's right. Oh my God.
Harry Eyeball is delicious.
Gonzo Flying Dog.
The Gonzo Porter.
Or Raging Bitch.
So that's like kind of a porn thing going on. I mean, I don't know if that's what they mean by
that's
it.
A reference to, what's his face?
No, the
Guppet?
Gonzo is the whole movement, Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah, Hunter S. Thompson.
Why am I blanking on? The reporter He was a writer, reporter, Hunter S. Thompson. Very much into drugs, did a hell of a lot of drugs. Mm-hmm. And there was a whole style of reporting he did that was called Gonzo, and writing style called Gonzo. And then there was a whole style of artwork that was spawned off of it that was Gonzo.
That's what all
art.
The label art is.
And all the labels are done in Gonzo art style. Mm-hmm. And they loved like Hunter S. Thompson. And I know that Flying Dog early on, maybe about like 2003-ish or so, I know they were trying to raise funds from beer sales to pay for a big fist statue that they wanted to erect in Colorado somewhere as like a homage to Hunter S. Thompson, because that was after he had killed himself, which is probably the only way that Hunter S. Thompson was ever going to go out, because knowing him, how eccentric and weird he was. But
so it's more than just Muppets. See, I just thought Gonzo, every reference to Gonzo was about Muppets. I had no idea that that was
same
porn.
Here. Same here.
I was like, I knew porn and then Muppets. Right. And I didn't know why it was porn. Was called that. Yes.
Well, that is why this podcast exists, to educate.
So you can educate us about Muppet Babies.
Educate everyone about everything. Oh, and I will say real quick, so I don't want to, you know, poo-poo this. I threw out on the table, we have some beer flavor wheels that I printed offline. They're actually
beer flavor wheel.
I should properly attribute it. It's from a book called Craft Beer World by Mark Dredge that should have been coming out April 2013, which was last month. I don't know, maybe it did or did not come out.
I haven't looked at these things.
So you can look at that. But that all came about because our one listener, Kyle Norman, had sent me an email and sent me a beer flavor wheel and was like, hey, could you guys potentially use a beer flavor wheel? And I'm like, actually, that's a great idea. I never even thought about it. I should.
Now that we struggle with those words, we can just be like,
yeah,
oh.
Exactly. We do struggle with descriptors, and now we can kind of
it
look
at it. It tastes like rose. It tastes like an infection.
At least you can just make something
up. Infection is on there.
Yes,
it's spicy, herbal, nutty, fizzy, flat, delicate, and phenol antiseptic.
Well, the problem is, on crappy beers, I get that antiseptic flavor all the time.
Nice.
Nasty.
It's warming, slick, spirit, spice, smoke, wood, and vanilla bubblegum banana pear.
But that's funny, that antiseptic flavor comes through in some coffee roast, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You must have your contact lenses there.
You can see.
Yeah.
It's small writing.
It's this close.
Small
I'm not
writing.
Blind.
I think there should be a little needle we flick and just spin it and just say random stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And since we have Turner here for this episode, there is something that I wanted him to talk about. When we had him on before, we were going to talk about his tasting, what he's doing as far as beer tasting.
Yes.
We never talked about it, so I want to have him say a little something about it, and then we can all kind of discuss around the table, because it's interesting. So go ahead.
Turner. Okay, yeah. I'll try to explain it as best I can, but a couple of my friends started a business where, pretty serious business, they put a lot of time and effort into it. It's called Brewkeep. They haven't launched the website yet, but
Brewkeep.
Basically what it is we're not rating beers, but and it's a lot like this beer flavor wheel, actually, where Brewkeep has their different flavor characteristics. We do things like heavy, you know, carbonation, bitter, sour, sweet. And we rank all the beers on a scale from all of these characteristics on a scale from 1 to 5, and then you can choose up to 5 flavor and up to 5 aroma characteristics to the beer. So a beer, you know, maybe if we're talking about like a porter, it's going to have roasted is going to be obviously a big one there. It might have some caramelized, which would be that darker malt, could have a coffee flavor to it. So that's just an example. You choose 5 for each, and I am one of the tasters. They got 5 of their friends to be tasters. This is funny. This is serious business.
He made faces at me.
So it's about 20 beers a month we taste. And
Jesus, 20 beers.
Yeah,
a month.
And then we have. There's always a cross checker so that you're shooting emails back and forth to make sure your agreement on what 5, it could be less than that, but what 5 aroma, you know, this make sure the characteristics are aligned so that you do what we do, but
professionally, and you don't record it.
Exactly. Once we get to that level, the idea behind the site is that you go to Brewkeep, you put in your favorite beer, and then using an algorithm, it tells you what other beers, similar beers to that, you might like. So,
I think this is a cool idea. Yeah. This is a great concept, especially for people who are just starting out into micros, and they're like, well, I like this one microbrew beer, what else would I like? They could check it out. I mean, that'd be perfect.
It'd be great for me.
It's like
so great maybe
for
you
Mark.
Should get that
it's
off
like Pint
the ground.
Kind of does that a little bit.
Like, if you just typed in a flavor, would it come up, or is it just you have to type in a
you
beer itself, or could you type in heavy or something like that? And
generally, from my
stout.
Understanding, I'm not behind the algorithm or anything like that, but I think you need to put in a beer that you like first.
Okay.
And there might be something where you can just choose a flavor. I'm not sure exactly. Maybe they'll get to that point, but
a lot of money then.
That seems like that would be the next step. That would be the logical step for them.
And the other thing about it is they are staying around this area. Like we've done a lot of Duclaw beers. So the idea is to get these local breweries that are starting out getting some advertisement for them, and
that's how that makes sense.
That's how they want to make a little money with it.
So they're basically going to start kind of where their headquarters is and then kind of work outward.
Exactly.
That's smart.
I mean, there are so many beers just in this area
to
keep you busy for a long time.
Very cool. So when you're tasting the beers, and you said you're doing about 20 a month, are you getting these on your own? Are they kind of sending you an email saying, go get these, or are they sending them to you?
No, this comes out of their money. They buy it and we pick it up, or they deliver it to us once a month. And then we get an email with the agenda. Two of the beers a month we do like a Google Hangout, and we just to hone in our skills. Because before we were able to do this on our own, it was about 3 months that we went through extensive training so that we all calibrate.
Really?
Yeah, so we all
training?
Calibrate. Yeah.
Holy shit.
So we all were tasting to the Brewkeep standards, so they're pretty serious about it. It's fun, but it's also a lot of work because it takes away from being able to just enjoy a beer sometimes.
What did palate training involve? I'm very curious.
Is it like use a jack to pick
We
up
would
palate?
Do our tastings with Sean, and Matt is the other friend that started the business. But we would do our tastings over like a Google Hangout, and they would be they would be sort of training, and then once a week we would do a group tasting where we'd all.
So you just like acclimate to
right.
each other.
So
and just kinda
they were tasting all the beers as kind of like a training wheels thing, and now we're on our own. And then the idea is if it expands for the five of us to be in charge of our own tasting group, we find maybe five other people to taste,
cool.
and we.
I volunteer. Right. I'll be a part of it.
We'll see. We'll see where it goes.
Shut down.
Is that in Virginia? Oh,
yeah, no, I. I what's that?
Is that in Virginia?
It's actually right here in Harford County.
Okay.
Very awesome. Harford County, Maryland, everyone, is where everything happens. You good? You good with these beers? The beers are being brought down.
So is the first one A?
The first one is B.
Yeah, we brought them back. We did opposite.
Yes.
All right, Dan.
The one with the huge head is A.
Yes.
Yes.
The one with the huge head is...
We only have plastic cups.
No. Yeah, they're in plastic cups this time.
I'll
we
talk
got
to
a lot of people.
During the Murmur in Chicago.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool. Maybe
Sean loves to talk about it.
Associate some things.
He has another job by day, but he hopes this is a...
Full-time deal?
Someday, so...
Maybe it'll be
Brutal
Battle... What's your thing called?
You know, originally he wanted to do...
Brewkeep,
yeah.
Brewkeep Battle.
He wanted to do... He did a lot of home brewing, and the craft beer, starting your own brewery is just so hard now. There's so many people that do it. It's you're behind the curve now. So we wanted to go from a different angle. So that was his idea. So.
That's cool.
And I am just, relaying the message. I just taste the beers. I'm not by any means an expert,
but that's
got to
be
a lot of fun.
It's got to be fun.
You're definitely
not
an expert.
No.
No, I'm not an expert.
The shtick with Brewkeep is that the focus is on flavor profiles, not rating.
Right. We don't say any kind of rating, whether we like it or not. I think that's the motto. I can't remember. Shame on me. It's like your beer, your palate, something like that. So that's the idea.
Sure.
It's like everyone has
a
different.
That. I thought you were, okay.
Most people rate a beer, this beer sucks. This beer's good. all depends on the person tasting it.
That's an interesting, because I was on Beer Advocate about that Smith's, and like the first person wrote, "Oh, this is full body," and then next one was like, "This doesn't have much of a body." And it's like, I'm just like,
"This is totally
right." But this is such a good idea. It's like, it's an awesome idea.
You don't rate the quality, you rate the presence of that character. So that makes sense. That's interesting.
Next time I'm on, I'll bring in a sheet.
I didn't
that
pick
has
up
all
on that. That's cool.
I like the idea. I hope it goes well.
Yeah.
The presence.
You know what? We'd be interested to try it out, I think. Let us know whenever it's available, and we'll plug it for free. Yeah. I mean, we've already plugged it, basically, but we'll plug it again.
Plug up your plug hole.
I would like to... I'll ask Sean and see if he wants to come on and talk about it.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be cool. We would welcome Sean to come on.
Considering you'll be leaving us in a couple months.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Where you go?
Moving to Africa.
No, not quite. San Diego.
San Diego.
Plenty of good beer out there.
It's going to be an awesome excuse to visit, though.
San Diego, the home of Green Flash
and fish tacos.
In about what? How many years after
you
had a child?
From San Francisco.
Yeah. Do they like infants down there in San Diego?
They do.
Because I'm gonna bring me one.
I'm
gonna bring a baby.
Yeah,
they have
crinkle
cut fries too.
I would like to come out and visit you and go to Green Flash.
You guys should come out and visit. We'll do an episode.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Live from San Diego.
Ooh.
From
we'll go to
the beach.
Desert. Baja.
Mexico.
Stone. I've been to Stone.
Oh,
love Stone.
We can go see them and tell them how much they suck.
They were so cocky at the Duclaw Brewfest.
Oh, really?
They were very cocky.
They have a very nice
They have a beer called Arrogant Bastard, right? So
they overhop their shit. They think they're cool. More hops makes it better.
More
hops makes it better.
More beer
hop
doing.
Oh, but
here's the thing, though. In my opinion, every beer I've had from them has been a solid beer. There's not been any beers that I've tried from them that's
it's
like,
not
this is bad.
For me. Yeah.
There was one at the Brewfest that we poured out in front of them. We dumped it on the ground.
Yeah,
I remember that.
And just like,
I remember
this
you telling me about that.
We walked away.
Yeah.
Really?
They were drunk. They were just belligerent.
There's other
dicks.
Other ones out there.
I don't think there's anyone who like legitimately...
Ballast Point is
drinking
good.
Made easy.
Ballast
to,
Point? We had one of their beers and it was awful. The pale ale.
Terrible.
Try the IPA, the Sculpin IPA, especially it's
okay. I'd like to try that IPA.
It's a quintessential West Coast IPA.
Okay,
I think we have the quintessential West Coast IPA right here.
Yeah, Racer 5, baby.
Caldera.
Love Caldera.
Yeah.
Caldera is
of
good.
Course you
love Caldera.
So it's like liquid grapefruit. That's why
it is.
That
it's
sounds
like,
awful.
It's like Centennial.
Oh,
yes, the Founder's Centennial IPA. I've had that.
To each their own, obviously.
If you like grapefruit and beers, those are two top grapefruit IPA types.
I'm really wanting to smell this.
Rock
I'm
and roll.
Everyone
it
wants
looks
to
like
smell
it's
our
up.
Beers.
The head has
beers?
Dissipated.
This,
oh, man.
This looks like it's up.
Yeah, you know what? Why not? Let's go ahead and get into the mystery beers now. I mean, we still got like 20 more minutes, but we can talk about these. Let's do it.
Okay.
All right.
I'm predicting.
Well,
okay, just a caveat though. We have OPEG cups. We have little
we
Dixie
really
cups,
see.
So we can't
color
really.
Actually, I'm seeing an A. I'm seeing a bit of a like a red ale, like a red.
Yeah,
Imperial
almost. I'm blowing the head.
God.
And for B, I'm seeing
it
like a
smells
portal,
like
a porter.
Salt water.
Which one?
A.
So how do we do this with
A? We just do A.
Okay, so since you haven't listened and you don't know,
we're gonna
talk about A first. We're gonna talk about the color. We're gonna talk about the aroma. And then we're going to taste it and talk about the flavor.
Okay.
Then we're going to go to B. We're going to do all the same things with B. And then we're going to rate it on a 10-point scale.
Points.
No half points, just whole points, 1 through 10.
Okay.
And then I'll take down everyone's, and then I'll average them out, and whatever it is. The current master, we call it the Master Broger Lord. That's the like the king beer. The current king beer is the Racer 5, and that's with a rating of 7.
Yep.
So, very respectable. 7 is good. It's usually good when you get a 5.
Yeah.
Really good
an
when you get a 5.
An average beer
terribly.
Is a good.
So 10 would be like the best thing, almost unattainable.
Yes. 10 would be the best thing you've ever tasted.
I've given
beer.
A 10
and 0
and a 9.
Would be like a cesspool.
We don't do zeros.
Or
but
1.
That would be like
or
a
1.
Man. Yeah, 1 would be just awful.
I think 1 was given out last time.
This is the point where
Cherry Blossom.
Kyle usually bashes his beers that he...
Loves. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, pretty much, I've had all my favorite beers on this and given them 2s, 3s, 4s.
Yeah.
It's been just I don't care. Because I drink them and I love them.
This
so
is a yeah. exercise.
This seems like a red ale, just looking at it.
The smell smells like pepper.
Well, the color, it smells like the color.
I smell that pepper.
It looks like an orangey coloration to it.
It smells like a spice rum.
Skunky.
Like a
to me, it smells
it
like
doesn't
skunk.
Smell good.
It does smell no. skunky.
It smells like skunk to me.
It smells like terrible.
There's a type of hops that smells like
you got a little
that.
Bit
it's
of
berry
like
or
lemon or something.
Yeah. Oh, I'm doing the yeah.
Oh yeah.
Do the Turner move.
We
adopted this.
We adopted
it.
It works.
It works. Thank you.
That's exactly what it smells like.
There's a European hop right there.
When you swirl it, I get a little bit more fruitiness out of
it. Yes, there is more fruitiness when you swirl
it. It smells
I smell
weird,
nothing good
man.
About it.
Yeah,
I
I'm just
really...
really...
I have never smelled a beer like that.
Yeah,
ever.
It's got fresh ground black pepper.
Yes, black pepper and
really?
Salt water. Like
uh-huh.
a salt water thing. It
sulfur.
Reminds me of the beach.
That's what's on here. Sulfur.
Yeah,
sulfur.
Sulfur. Well, sulfur is more like a
beer
fart.
I am.
Sulfur is like a fart smell. I wouldn't go that far.
Well, that's probably
That's
probably
Ryan's
me.
Ass.
Yeah.
Mineral?
Judging by the...
Yeah.
Mineral?
Yeah, a little bit of minerality. In the nose, though, I don't know if you can. Maybe
I get a slight grapiness to it, though.
I agree.
Grape?
There is a salt
smell that.
To it. There is definitely a salt smell.
A little fresh cut grass smell.
Yeah,
like if you ever open up a can of Morton's or like the table salt, and you just take a big whiff of table salt.
Yeah.
That's
got that like iodine kind of.
Yeah, that might be what it is.
I don't
smell
like
some
the
kind
smell.
Of fruit. I do.
It's got a horrible
fruit,
nose. I'll say
horrible.
That. Well, to me, it's like hemp, it's skunk, and salt.
The skunky,
yeah.
the skunky
pepper.
Scent is what's hitting.
It has a corona to it, that skunk.
Yeah.
But the pepper, the black pepper is intriguing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not getting that.
I get it 100%.
So it's got salt and pepper. It's
I know.
A condiment beer.
So salt and pepper.
Getting like
tea.
A citric fruit.
And I'm gonna
salt and pepper.
It's not gonna taste like any of these things.
So,
yeah,
it's gonna taste
like lemon
pale ale or something.
That's par for this show. Whatever
right.
it smells like, it's not going to taste
yeah.
like it.
So we do next, we do taste
yeah, let's go ahead and taste right, it.
Cheers,
right,
everybody.
You can't even hear us. Cheers.
Episode 22. William Nushler Clark Jr.'s number.
What? Oh, that is really sweet.
Is that like honey
wow.
and apricot? And maybe some honeysuckle?
That is really sweet tasting.
Yeah, definitely get apricot.
Flavor is different than the...
Molasses, marmalade.
What the hell?
Marmalade, maybe?
That's like
I would
someone,
say marmalade.
Someone took
yeah.
the smell of one beer and mixed it with the taste
some
of another.
Some honey, definitely some honey in there.
A lot of honey in there.
Some clover honey.
Like. There is some grapiness to it as well.
Yes,
like
grape.
I got in the nose.
This is, tastes like a triple.
Maybe. Just it
this
gives,
is very interesting.
It gives me a little bit, makes me think a little bit of the Dogfish Head Noble Rot, if anyone's had the Noble Rot. It has some like grapey aspects to it. I don't think that's what it is, but it's got a little bit of that kind of flavor.
So, were any of these beer? Was this beer in the refrigerator?
This clangs.
Yeah,
this clangs
so,
like
we don't know which one it was. Okay.
Well, it was in a brown paper bag, so you can't see.
We have
okay.
no idea what these.
We're not allowed
are.
To know.
They're
all
hidden
right.
from
and then
all
we will
sight.
Reveal it when all is said
and Rebecca
done.
Picks these out.
Yes, my wife picks all the beers out.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Always. It's, so it's we're drinking at her whim.
This is. What do you think about the taste? I mean, are you guys liking this? Disliking this?
Well, I tell you, the notes in it from the taste are way better than the nose. The nose.
Oh yeah.
Take it over your tongue. Is anyone
that's
else getting
I'm
an
saying.
Alcohol?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's a little.
I'm gonna guess
it's alcohol.
Yeah, you can feel
it.
In
I'm guessing it has a high alcohol,
like 7 to 9%.
So that you can
yeah.
You can kind of narrow down what
it
this
burns.
Is.
The lasting burn.
It feels thin. I'll use the flavor wheel. Feels thin when you're...
I'm going to say, this is not a Weyerbacher product.
So, I think, Turner, what you're trying to go for is you
alcohol.
Can kind of deduce the style a little bit based on the
alcohol I don't
know
if I can do that. It's almost... It's like a... tastes like... has anyone had Horn Dog from
yes.
Blind
yes.
Dog?
Yes.
It's very similar to that in my opinion.
Really?
It's got a lot of sugar.
I can see
know.
That kind
yeah.
of... Yeah, it's very...
It's a very, very, very high quantity of sugar in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really
and that's
sweet.
Almost a barley wine, I think they classify that.
Hold on.
This is but it's not musty.
I'm getting a new flavor.
You
green,
know what,
green tea. I'm getting a green
okay,
tea.
I
hey, let's
that.
Take a look at our wheels,
I
guys.
I see that.
Don't forget these wheels.
I see like a freshly brewed tea.
Beers on wheels.
Is anyone,
I'm not getting green tea. I'm
is anyone
like a
getting
Lipton,
a gooseberry
like
in there?
Like black
tea.
Yeah,
yeah.
Black tea?
Yeah.
It just came to me. I was just like, this tastes like green
wow,
tea to me.
Well, that's,
like
that's
a
the,
sweet, like sugared green tea.
You guys are all hitting things I'm picking up on. This is...
Usually
you and I are just like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, that's usually the value in taking your time and tasting it.
Yes.
As you taste it, you'll more things will come out.
Well, I mean, Turner will tell you from experience it's worth taking your time to taste.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not... I'm intrigued by it, but I'm not crazy about it either.
I don't taste any barrel. This is not an aged beer.
No.
This is not a hoppy beer. I mean, there's not many hops.
There's a little bit of a bitterness that lingers at the end.
I mean, it tastes, to me, it's just like a little grapiness, but green tea and cane sugar.
Yeah.
I'm getting that.
Yep, sugar and raw type thing going on.
Yeah, that peppery that we were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you get that from a rye, but I don't think that this is a rye.
Yeah, because you get grapefruit notes in a rye.
You don't get any rye on this. Definitely not.
So this is the spiciness comes from something.
Yeah, none of us have water to cleanse our palate. Oh, well.
Yeah.
All right, so just
I'm gonna say this is. I don't think this is a Belgian unless it's a really clean.
Yeah, it's not a Belgian.
Yeah, it can't be. Mm-hmm. I'm venturing to say it's something, some sort of crazy.
Yeah, concoction.
Off the cuff
style.
This
has gotta be United States.
Oh, yeah.
Domestic.
It's gotta be something domestic. One of these crazy microbrews that's like we're gonna be real different and do something crazy and cool. It's very people don't.
It's unfiltered.
Is
it? Take a look at the bottom of your.
You got a bunch of stuff in there.
Oh yeah! Wow.
Mine doesn't, so you must have been close to the bottom.
I don't want
to
drink that much.
Have a little bit of
it. Because I don't really like it.
Neither do I.
All right, well, that being said...
It's different.
Okay, so just think about, in your head, don't say it yet, but in your head, just think about what you would want to give that on a 10-point scale.
That's going to be a hard beer to rate.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting. So that does interesting value points.
Yeah.
But would you drink... When I was tasting, I feel like when I rate, it's like... Would I drink more of this?
Yeah, that's what it comes
would
down
I have,
to.
Would I buy this again?
I treat it as like a percentage. Would I drink this again?
Right.
20%?
Well, it's like at this moment, at this juncture, what does interesting mean to you? Like how important is interesting to you right now? Like, is that going to really affect things?
Well, yeah.
The thing is, like, I don't know what style to tack this onto. You know what I mean? Like, that's the great thing about doing the blind tasting is that you don't say this is an IPA. You know, like... And I don't know what it is. Like, I honestly can't really tell what this is, which forces you to just subjectively identify tastes and flavors and what you like about it.
Yeah.
And I would...
Which is a good thing.
I would drink this beer again.
Would you?
Yeah.
You would.
It's not something that I would probably reach for, like, if I, you know, but I think that there are some redeeming qualities in it, definitely.
It's a freaking geek.
That's
spot.
Interesting. So.
All right. My mother called us a bunch of geeks. Beer geeks.
Mom. Yeah, Kyle's mom walked down and saw
beer
us doing
geeks.
This.
Hey,
like,
I'm a beer drinker.
With the dragons in the background.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she should listen to the podcast, shouldn't she? Anyway. So, we've established is very interesting. We don't fully know what to think about it.
Yeah.
Brian would drink it again.
I think so.
In the right situation, I might. It's probably not one I'm going to think about much, though.
I would start the evening with this. I don't think I'd finish the evening with this.
Yeah.
When you take in the aroma and the flavor at the same time, I don't get a synergy there at all.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't
do
not blend.
There's
whatsoever.
A big disconnect between
yes.
the aroma and the flavor.
And that's why I like beers when you smell and taste, then it's like, oh, it just makes sense. And this is
the
complete opposite.
But
it makes
the thing with this
no
beer
sense.
Is, I don't get any... off flavors, really. I mean, like, there's nothing particularly bad about it.
I think the strong alcohol presence is bad.
Yeah.
I just took a nice swig and
I've only been taking a little
vomit in my throat because it was like the
is it acidic?
The alcohol was strong.
I'll have to take it. I've been
like,
taking little tiny
burn.
Sips. I'll try a bigger one.
I felt a burn in the back of my throat.
As far as the flavor profile goes, I don't see anything to complain about.
Like, it's good until it gets down there and it's like,
God.
I didn't enjoy it.
There's just so much, like, sugariness to
it. Yeah, there's
and
a lot.
It's like I said, it's like cane
that's
sugar.
That's what I don't like
pure,
about it.
It's a lot
like
of
that brown
unfermented
sugar.
Sugar.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. We'll see what that is.
All
right, guys.
So,
we got another beer to taste.
Perhaps the gimmick is the sugar, the sweetness of this. Maybe that's what's attractive about it.
We'll find out. Let's move on to B, then. And what is everyone seeing on that? Just kind of, I'm blowing the head away on the top.
To me, it looks like a
dark, darker.
Looks like a porter.
And that is sweet.
No, it looks like maybe
looks like a copper.
Double maybe. IPA or, copper ale maybe.
The nose on it. We're not supposed to talk about that yet.
No
you can. Go ahead. Jump in the nose.
It's got a tanner head.
Nose pokes you right
in the lovely. Oh,
that's
a lovely
sharp,
aroma.
It's got a sharp nose on it. That's good.
Sharp, fresh. Now I get fresh cut grass.
Yeah.
Herb, grapefruit.
That grapefruit. That's...
Yeah.
Oh, the nose on this is way different.
I'm trying to think like...
It's from the hops.
This is gonna make no sense to you guys, but I get like a fresh cut, like fresh made pasta kind of thing going on.
I nope.
No? Yeah, nope. I totally get that. I get nuts. Pasta.
I don't know who you
are. Like the smell of like the sheets of pasta used to make lasagna.
You know what? I get a little mango in it.
I get definitely a little bit of that mango. I feel like it's like a lot of citrus fruits.
Yes. Yes. 100%. Like green mango.
Yeah, yeah.
Pasta. I'm glad you said that. That's
I'm getting mostly buddy. I'm getting mostly citrus from these hops.
Smells like pasta. Yeah.
And it's very pleasant.
Like, yeah, because like
I like it. I like the
on the green mango thing. Green mango is more like a tart type smell, whereas as it ripens more, it's more of like a pininess to it.
I don't like the characteristics and the taste that I'm smelling here. I don't like, so we'll see. How this goes.
It's probably not necessarily gonna.
It's interesting.
You know what I mean? Like
it's another smell, interesting. Yeah.
I like. Yeah,
it could taste like, completely
it's
different.
It's almost like a sweet hop. Like, it's got a sweet, piney, hoppy.
Yeah, there's some honey in there in the nose, which you don't get too much. You don't get too much.
Right. I am inclined to taste this.
All
right,
guys.
Let's, another cheers.
Cheers. Here.
That's...
It tastes how it smells, in my opinion.
It's falling a little
I think it
flat.
Tastes worse than it smells.
I wish I could see the color.
It's not as strong.
This tastes like
it's
a brown.
Got a very
this is a brown
rye.
Ale, I think.
Brown.
This might be a brown ale.
Like muddy. It's got a muddy flavor to it.
I'm not going that way. I'm not thinking a brown. I'm thinking
it's a hoppy. It you know, it might be something like a 10-50 knockoff.
I'm thinking a failed attempt at a double IPA.
Yeah.
Is what I'm thinking. That's what it
I get no
like
alcohol
it.
Taste.
It's got a very
there
must be low.
Right, there isn't a lot of alcohol.
Burnt,
to it.
Very crusty kind of flavor going on there.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Like a pumpernickel or something like that, like a rye pumpernickel kind of bread.
It's like burnt bread.
Mm-hmm.
It's like burnt lasagna.
But it's not like
I'm still getting it. I'm getting like the meat. I'm getting the sauce. I'm getting the noodle.
He's having a whole Italian meal in his beer.
I'm getting okay. If this beer is called pureed
lasagna, Chris is coming over. He's like, I gotta taste this. That doesn't even sound right.
It smells so good though.
It does smell good. It smells
great. Beer better be called pureed lasagna.
I guarantee it's not.
I'm even getting like a little bit of the fennel seeds.
I think
that's what I'm. The rye.
Fennel?
Yeah, the
Wait,
rye.
Did you guys bring this beer? Or is it DiGiorno?
Yeah, right.
Good guess.
That's good.
Or is that?
You know, it's. I don't know how to
like,
feel about
like,
it.
I like
it better than A.
I don't think it's bad.
I'll say this.
A.
The more I drink it, the more I like it.
The
like,
nose is
I
better
like
than
this.
A.
I'm like
not sure about the flavor. But the flavor in A is kind of like elementary.
The thing is, the mouthfeel is so... It's very
it's
watery.
Down.
Yeah,
it's
watery
mouth.
I feel like
it's
about both of them, though.
Thick, thin, loose.
There's no body with either.
But I will say for how thin the mouthfeel is, the flavor is surprisingly robust.
I definitely get rye. I get caraway.
There could definitely be
there is
rye.
A grain presence in there.
There could be rye in it.
Very,
what do you think, Turner?
So.
I don't think the rye. I think you were right at the beginning. I think it's a... Double IPA.
Yeah.
Double IPA.
I don't know if it's failed or not. It's
it's
not my favorite.
What kind of hops
but
do you guys think that is?
It's lasagna hops.
I wish I could see that. I really wish I could see the color on this. It looks darker
than most.
Boyardee.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of like a brownish, but it's not like real.
Borrow this glass.
Oh, there you go. He's pouring some into one of the glasses right here.
Okay.
Okay, so it's like a
copper.
Yeah, it is.
It's
the
color
of
Mario's Tanuki suit.
It's a deep copper.
Yeah.
Bukkake?
I have my guess on this one, actually.
Really?
So you have a specific
specific brewery.
I'm gonna name
that until
yeah, we're gonna name it at the end. If you have a guess, right?
That's we always guess,
yeah.
The end,
towards
the
end.
Always so
after
long,
everyone gives their rating.
Mine's gonna be way wrong, but I have a guess.
I like it. Okay, now we
like people being
now we go back and forth.
They fermented a lot of the sugar out. This tastes like an unfinished beer.
A.
Tastes unfinished. Like, there's so much sugar left in it. Like, they could have fermented that out.
A lot of residual sugar.
I'm getting
kind of pumped. But maybe that's part of the whole thing with the beer. Maybe that's what it says on it. It's like, made with cane sugar and not fermented.
It's like sugar and then alcohol, and it's like...
But I'm not going
to... Stop. Stop it.
I was going to go back to it. I don't want to.
Back to A?
I'm conflicted. I should.
Yeah. Chris says A tastes like root beer.
Oh, God.
A smells like balloons. You get balloons out of the packaging.
Oh, my God.
A is so sweet.
Oh, you go back
it's
to
so
A,
sweet.
It's just like sugar water.
I know. It's just,
oh, my God.
It's like drinking a wort.
Sugar.
I think we're drinking wort.
It tastes
I'm going to predict that A may even be a very, very small microbrew.
What's
like
it called? Birch beer. Fucking A tastes like birch beer. Yep. Birch beer out the butthole.
Oh, that's why it tastes so bad.
That's what it is.
Not necessarily.
It's flat birch beer.
But it's like birch beer. Yes. Oh my
god. Well, everyone take a second. Work out your mind.
I got
my
number.
I got it. It's birch beer and lasagna.
Birch beer and pepper.
Birch beer and lasagna. Right.
Yeah.
Everyone, work out in your mind what you want out of the 10-point scale for each of the beers, and we're gonna go around.
It's so weird how when you actually introduce another beer, how your opinion of the first beer changes.
Yes. Oh,
that's why we go back and forth and taste them off each other, because the different flavors will play off each other. These actually aren't too bad together, actually. They're not too bad.
Mix them together.
But A,
done that before.
No.
It's a complete beer.
Alright, I'll fix this.
I got my scores.
Okay, alright.
You're gonna go around the room from A?
Kyle, A. What are you giving A? Kyle gives A a 2.
Yes. It is so, so sweet.
Turner.
I'm going to give it a 2 as well.
A 2. Mark.
2.
A 2. Ryan.
3.
A 3. And I was going to give it a 2 as well. And I'm going to give it... I would give it a 1, except I kind of enjoy a little bit that green tea tinge to it. That's kind of nice.
Yep.
But...
And just the fact that they got black pepper in the nose, I mean, who the hell has black pepper in the nose? That's interesting, but...
Who puts black pepper in
the disconnect
nose?
Between
this is
the flavor
be odd,
and the taste? It's probably another one of my favorite beers.
Are we
2 point?
I can't see
no.
that.
2.333
Are we giving a guess?
Brown sugar is the closest thing in sweetness, probably, to this.
Yeah.
This is so the beer's got a 2.2 overall.
2.2.
So for B, Kyle, what are you giving B?
I'm giving B a 4.
Gives B a 4. Turner.
I am gonna give it a 3.
Goes a 3. Mark?
I'm going to give it a 4 also.
He gives it a 4. Ryan?
3.
Ryan goes a 3. I'm actually going to throw... Wait, one more sip. I respect it. I'm going to give a 4 to it.
Ooh. Wow. You surprised me. You're always the hater.
I mean, they're both below average, though.
So. And, yeah, and I think that maybe it's because A is... really killing me with the sweet.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of making B a little bit better.
I mean,
better.
If you had a different beer with
that's
this, you would probably
that's
get different ratings.
I don't know what... The 4 is probably about average.
We preach
for
that our ratings are seriously biased.
4 is on the high side for beers for you guys.
Yeah, it is. 4 is good.
Yeah.
So it's an overall 4 rating.
Yep.
So
the reason I gave it a lower score, I think... I'm guessing that it's a double IPA. And
yeah,
I've had so many better double IPAs I couldn't possibly.
That's fair.
If that's a double IPA, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just. That shouldn't even be.
I swear.
Well,
it's a rye.
They should stop making this.
It's a rye IPA.
So it's a lasagna
rye
IPA.
It's got this bready. I mean, I just get bread and more bread and pumpernickel and rye.
I don't think it's a rye.
Salad and breadsticks.
Yes.
Is it an Olive Garden IPA?
Yeah.
Turner, now that we have given our numbers, what do you think B is?
I think B is Southern Tier's Double X IPA. That's my guess.
Really? Wow.
Okay.
That's my guess.
I've had that before. No, I didn't
never had
really
it.
I associate that with this. Okay.
And then I'm going to guess A is Fred Flying Dog's Horn Dog. I have no idea on this one.
No. I'm just going to guess that A is something that's that specifically has like green tea in it. That's my guess. And on B,
if it's that collaboration,
the best I can do is the... failed double IPA. Does anyone else want to make any sort of guesses?
I have
okay.
No
when
idea.
Do we find out the actual...
Well, I'm about to reveal now.
Okay.
All right, so A, with a 2.2, in no way threatening the current Master Brover Lord, which is the Racer 5 by Fair Republic, which is awesome.
Yes.
So, A, everyone ready for this, is...
Oh, wow.
Green peppercorn triple.
Oh, I said triple.
Nice. You said pepper. You said pepper also.
Said pepper.
By Brewer's Art.
Gosh,
okay.
I am so good at this, guys.
Is there any lasagna in that? That's what I wanted
is
to
there,
know.
That was B.
That's the second
oh,
one.
B was lasagna?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was
lasagna.
Okay.
That was
so,
way to nail pepper on that one. That was great. There's
yeah,
pepper
good
in
call.
Don't
forget green.
Because no one else got it.
And you said green tea.
Well, it's a smooth blonde ale enhanced with green peppercorns.
Yeah. Mm.
Interesting.
Wow, Kyle, you're a superstar right now.
He's a stud.
So when it's beer you've never
I,
had,
I
you're
cook
great.
With a lot of fresh cracked black pepper.
So
what can
the
I
interesting
say?
Thing is,
what can
you
I
were,
say?
Ryan, you were saying it's not a Belgian style, but it's a triple. That's
yeah.
that is
I actually
a
said
Belgian
triple
style.
When I started tasting it.
So, wow. Yeah.
Well, I think I was I don't know,
not
I was,
a fan.
I was thinking
still not a fan.
No.
I love
Resurrection.
And it's,
well, I like Brewer's Art.
Yeah,
it's 9.2% alcohol.
Wow.
Okay. So yeah, it's on the higher end.
Why.
But the problem is, it tastes like it's 9.2.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
higher.
Very boozy.
Yeah.
And that's not a good thing when you can't mask it.
Right.
Overall, not impressed.
Yeah.
Not
just
big on
see
it.
The green
keep
peppercorn
trying.
Doesn't come through in the flavor, and it just creates
no.
this disconnect, which just
mm-hmm.
doesn't make much sense to me.
Nope.
It's one of those beers that they put it in there just so I can put it on the label and be like, "Hey, look at this." It's got green peppercorn in it. Go buy it because it's different.
Yeah, because it's something interesting.
It made it out of the lab.
Do
yeah,
we
slap some marketing on it?
Do we all have interest in knowing what B is?
Yes,
I do.
B would
no,
B is better. B's better with an overall 4. Still not gonna challenge the Master Brewer Lord, but
that's almost
it's much
twice
better.
As gooder.
Yeah, twice as gooder. That's right. So B is Terrapin Mosaic. So it's by Terrapin Brewing out
that's
of Florida. Mosaic single hopped red rye ale.
Yeah.
Mm.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Well, you're going to be a daddy, so.
Yeah, exactly. I'm that baby's daddy upstairs in my wife's belly.
So, this actually has a description on it, so I can read it for you guys. Freshly harvested. From
I wanted to say lasagna.
Freshly harvested lasagna. No.
Chef Boyardee out there. Ooh.
It says, All right. Freshly harvested from Hop Breeding Company, LLC in the Yakima Valley. The hops used in Side Project, they call it Side Project 19, came freshly picked from the fields of Perot Valley, Perot Farms, to your brewery and onto your glass. This is really boring.
Yeah, this is terrible. Stop reading it.
Nope, never mind. They don't tell you anything decent
that's
about it.
There's no.
Thanks for boring us with
some like any fruits in it.
Thing.
Well, I like how they call it Side Project 19. It's like we never really intended this to be a serious thing for us.
Yeah. I mean,
and it's mosaic. It's like it's just a mishmash of some random bullshit.
I want to try it now. No,
but Terrapin makes some okay stuff.
Damn right.
Being a red
that
rye.
Is honestly one of the breadiest beers I've ever had.
But at least we confirm it's not a
it is.
Beer.
I was preaching Pumpernickel and Rye, and boom, whom is right? Boom with the pepper.
It's not a bad
boom
beer.
Boom with the rye.
Yeah.
I'm out, bitch.
I mean, it's not bad, and knowing what it's supposed
no, I like
to be,
it.
It's particularly not
I would
that
drink
bad,
a whole
but...
pint of that. I don't know if I'd drink 2 pints of that, but I would enjoy it.
If you were in the mood for an Italian meal, right?
Yeah.
What's the ABV on that?
6.6.
Okay.
ABV.
Wow.
So that's low. That's
interesting.
On the so yeah, but successful. That's basically all we have then. I want to remind everyone out there, we have a website, brutalbattle.com. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher, which no one knows what Stitcher is.
I don't
well,
know
that,
what Stitcher
I'm sure
is,
Stitcher's
is
like, oh, fantastic.
No one knows. I've talked to a bunch of people. No one knows what it is. I'm like, we're on Stitcher. And they're
and
like,
Dagger Press.
I don't know what that is. Yes, we're on daggerpress.com.
Nobody knows what that is either.
Please send us emails. I actually have another email that I'm going to read, but that'll probably be like next episode or something. But send us emails at brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Ryan, we can go around and everyone can say their closing statement.
Yes.
Say one
say
thing.
Your thing.
One
Ryan,
thing.
You can start. Say one thing to sum this all up.
This has been awesome.
Yes.
Thank
wonderful.
You so much.
It's
Mark.
Been a fantastic time.
Turner.
Peace out.
Kyle.
I made a baby. With Ma.
I'm just kidding.
And on that, we're out.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.